From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama says the U.S. is still on track to pull all troops out of Iraq by the end of 2011. His comments came following an Oval Office meeting with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki today, NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The message from both Mr. Obama and the Iraqi leader is that the recent U.S. troop withdrawal from Iraqi urban areas is going well, that despite some strategic differences that each says are dealt with as they arise. The president calls it an important moment that will lead to an eventual U.S. pullout from the country.
Prime Minister Maliki and I have no doubt that there will be some tough days ahead. There will be attacks on Iraqi security forces and the American troops supporting them. There are still those in Iraq who would murder innocent men, women, and children. There are still those who want to foment sectarian conflict. But make no mistake, those efforts will fail.
The president also pledged to work with the United Nations to lift Saddam Hussein-era sanctions imposed against Iraq. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.
As President Obama continues his push towards reworking the nation's health care system, there is some resistance coming from both sides of the aisle. While House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said today she remains confident there will be a vote on health care next week, others are less certain. Entering a closed-door meeting of Democratic lawmakers, House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Charles Rangel of New York told a colleague today nobody wants to tell Pelosi she's moving too fast. And speaking on the House floor, Republican leader Mitch McConnell had a similar criticism.
This is too important to be rushed. We need to take our time and do it right.
President Obama, for his part, has remained on the offensive. He's expected to plead his case for a broad health care overhaul during a scheduled news conference this evening. National Intelligence Director Dennis Blair is rejecting charges. His organization has gotten too big. Blair was responding to questions before an audience at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
Congress.